As promised, we're joined right now by the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He was introduced as head coach yesterday. He had served as defense coordinator for the Rams this season. He spent the previous three seasons as an outside linebackers coach for the Broncos and the Bears. He was a National Coordinator of the Year at John Carroll University. He is the former sports clerk for the News Herald in Willoughby, Ohio. The Chargers coming off a 7-9 season, third place in the AFC West. Brandon Staley is my guest. Brandon, really good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How about yourself, man?
Good. Really good. Great to talk to you. I'm curious. You were named head coach on Sunday and officially introduced yesterday. So what have the last few days been like for you?
They've been busy days, Jim, but they've been good days. A lot to do, but there's so much to accomplish, too. So you kind of feel like at the end of the day that you're always getting something done. That's the good news. But, you know, a lot of people to meet. I think that's, what's so exciting for me is being able to meet the people that you're going to be competing with every day. And, you know, I've been trying to reach out to a lot of our current players, former players, and then people within the office and talking to people like you, getting to meet people like you. So it's been amazing. Dream come true. And, I'm excited about it.
Brandon Staley is joining us. He's the head coach of the Chargers. You know, it's an amazing opportunity for somebody like you. I'm curious, what was it about this specific opportunity with the Chargers that appealed to you most of all?
I just felt like the vision for how to run a team really fit with what the Spanos family and Tom Telesco, Ed McGuire, our leadership here. I think that they really, you know, saw in me the my vision for a team. And, you know, I think, Jim, there's so much possibility here with the Chargers being here in L.A., the history of the team, but now, you know, an exciting future. And then this team that, you know, is currently here, the players that we have, you know, there are a lot of really, really nice pieces. And, you know, I think that it's always good to go in a situation with, you know, a roster that you believe in that has potential and that you also have a leadership group that you can team up with to maximize that. And I think the opportunity in the city of L.A., Jim, you know better than I do. I think there's real opportunity here, and, you know, that's what made it so attractive to my family and I.
Incredible opportunity, tremendous upside. Brandon Staley is joining us. Now, when you mention your players and getting to know them, obviously one of the first guys you're going to try to reach out to, I would imagine, is your quarterback, Justin Herbert. In fact, the story goes that when you found out you were going to be head coach, you called your wife, Amy, and then you called Justin Herbert because you wanted to hear him or wanted him to hear your voice and your energy. Why was that important, Brandon, and what was that conversation like?
I think, Jim, you know, at the hallmark of our, you know, program are going to be relationships. You know, I think in order to maximize, you know, that the competitive side of the game, you got to invest in relationships first and foremost. And I think there's no one more important to our success than our quarterback. And, you know, just so excited to, you know, enter this, you know, competitive journey together, you know. And I think he's expressed himself to the NFL, and, you know, I big part of the reason why I'm so excited is because, you know, he's at the beginning of his journey in the NFL, and I think that we can partner up and team up and be together for a lot of years. And so, you know, I just wanted him to know that it means a lot to me to just listen and learn about him. And then, you know, on my way down to the press conference yesterday, you know, we were able to FaceTime, and he was able to see my wife, Amy, and, you know, that's important to me. And, you know, certainly, you know, looking forward to connecting in person as soon as we can.
Brandon Staley is joining us. Used a key word here, relationship, because it seems like players at every stop where you've been, they all love you. And they mention that they love you. And I'm kind of curious, when you go about developing those relationships, you know, you've got that old school approach where it's my way or the highway. I mean, it seems to me that you want to motivate these guys and you want their respect, but you want them to love you as well. So how do you draw that line? How do you go about developing those relationships?
I think each guy is different. I think going into it, all you can do is be sincere. I think what people respect is if, you know, you're consistent and just be yourself. Whatever that is, just be that. And so that's what I try to do. Just try to give people a lens into my experiences, where I've been, where I'm trying to go, and then try to listen a lot. You know, I think you'll be surprised what you learn about people when you listen. You know, I love asking questions because, you know, before you lead somebody, Jim, before you coach them, you know, they have to believe in you, you know, and you have to know them, you know, so that you can know how to, you know, coach, lead, teach them. So that's just always been important to me. And, you know, as you may, you know, be aware, I'm, you know, the son of a teacher and a coach, and that approach has always worked well for me because, you know, a player is never going to push it for you if he doesn't believe in you, you know, and you're never going to be able to, you know, have those difficult conversations or those competitive moments, you know, where you, where trust is really, you know, at the center of it if you don't know each other. So, you know, excited to get that process started here with the Chargers.
Chargers head coach Brandon Staley is joining us. I am aware of that. I am. In fact, I was going to ask you about that because one of the stops on a journey to being an NFL head coach from the outside is that very fact. People talk about coaching trees. You're a proud member, in fact, of the Bruce and Linda Staley coaching tree. You're the son of a coach and a teacher. So what did you learn from your parents growing up that you do apply to your work and your life right now?
Well, I know that my parents thought about their students and players before themselves. They put them at the center of all their decision making, and you know, I just saw them pour into people and how much they received in return. I saw them be able to impact lives and, you know, really, you know, change the trajectory of you know, young people's lives, and I felt like that just had a really big impact on me. And more importantly, I saw how they did it. You know, my dad always had the pulse of the team. He knew people's parents. He knew the kids. He knew, you know, exactly how to coach them and how to lead them. And, you know, he had this balance of being able to coach them hard and then love them harder. And, you know, my mom was the same way. I just saw her maximize people in the classroom because she could take people that, you know, you would say maybe come from a tougher background and you know, really get a lot out of that kid, you know, whether it was a boy or a girl, because just the belief. And sometimes it was like, you know, being tough on them, you know, because no one had been tough on them, you know, no one had believed in them. And so just, you know, I learned so much from them, and really my entire, you know, leadership style, you know, can be explained, you know, by my parents.
That's excellent. I want to just give a quick follow. Your mother passed away at a young age due to cancer. I lost my father to cancer. So anybody who's been through this knows what that's like. Like, what was she like? What was your mom like as the wife of a coach, the mother of a football player? Tell me about your mom. What was she like?
You know, she had this ease in which she did everything. I think people towards her, like, it was really amazing. It was almost, you know, without ever trying, you know, like, she just had this ease that she always puts you at, and she was warm. She had an amazing smile, and, you know, I think, you know, she had a really, really unique ability to listen to people and then be advice, or, you know, be able to give them something that they could, you know, really stay with them. And, you know, and she was competitive. She was fierce. And when she was going through her cancer journey, you know, I just saw, you know, how strong and how much grace she displayed, you know, under the gravest of circumstances. And when you see that as a young kid growing up, and then you become a younger man, you know, it changes you, you know, and it really, you know, I think has sent me on the trajectory that I've been on.
That's an amazing thing to say about your mother. Brandon Staley is joining us. I've heard you mention also something called the Salty Dog Cafe. John Johnson III, who played for you with the Rams, talked about it. What exactly is the Salty Dog Cafe? What is that about?
Well, John Johnson is one of my all-time favorite guys. You know, if you've met him, you know why. He was our signal caller this year, and, you know, one of my all-time favorites, you know. And the Salty Dog Cafe is when you are a defensive player and there's a disguise, you know, or a play that you make for somebody else because of a high level of execution, you know. And it's kind of a, you know, the command of our defense, the knowledge of their offense, and doing something within a play that nobody in the NFL could do, you know. And that's kind of the hallmark of the way we play on defense, is like, you know, the disguise, the depth that we play with, a lot of the coverage systems, a lot of nuance within our coverage. And, you know, when you trick something out, it's something like I like to say, then, you know, that makes you a salty dog, you know. And we just talk about, you know, if you're a member of the Salty Dog Cafe, that's a good thing, because that means you're playing at a high level.
And I'm guessing if you've got multiple members of the cafe on that unit, that's a really good thing. So last thought, Brandon, I would imagine a number of these guys would say how much they've learned from you, but I would imagine you would turn that on its head and talk about the things you've picked up from some of the great players you've been around, like you've been around Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Khalil Mack. What are some of the things that you've picked up from them?
Man, you said it, Jim. I've learned a lot more from those guys than they've learned from me. You know, I'll just start from the end, you know, here with AD and Jalen. You know, AD is the fiercest competitor that I've been around. You know, the way he sees the game and the way he approaches every single practice, every single meeting, every single weight room rep. You saw it in the last game, how much it means to him. Like, it does not make sense to Aaron Donald to not give all of himself to the game. And there's so many things, that little things too, about what he's looking at within a particular play, or the way he views, you know, one of our play calls. And, you know, I was able to listen to him a lot, Jim, you know, getting him into positions that he was comfortable in, where he felt like he could attack and be productive. And, you know, it was almost like that, you know, quarterback coordinator, you know, relationship. I would be asking Aaron what he liked, you know, because I know that if Aaron liked it, then we were having a good chance to be successful. So just so much I learned from him. And then Ramsey, you know, he and I just have a really unique relationship, Jim. You're probably aware of what the NFL perceives with Jalen, and, you know, coming from Jacksonville. And he's one of the fiercest competitors I've ever seen. He's one of the smartest players I've ever seen. I think he's really misunderstood within the game, and just developed an amazing relationship in 1 year, and one that will last forever. And now I'm excited to coach his best friend, Derwin. So, you know, just I think what I learned from him is, you know, you got to listen to your players. You know, you got to listen, because Jalen's got a lot of he's got a lot of experience. And when you're in the fire, Jim, the players are the ones that are going to make the plays, not you. And so you got to have a relationship with them that they're comfortable with. And there's a healthy balance there. But I think that we struck that this year with the Chargers. And then, you know, like with Khalil Mack, he came to Chicago 1 week before the season started, Jim, and we had to get to know one another quickly. But I think that through that process, it just brought us so close together. And just, you know, the way he approaches the game, and, you know, whether it's practice or the game, and, you know, little things that he sees that, like, nobody else could. And I think, you know, just what they all have in common, though, Jim, is that they were the fiercest competitors that you're ever going to be around. And that's why I thought we hit it off. And, you know, and I'm leaving a bunch of guys out, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb. You know, there's a bunch of guys that I coached in college. And, you know, I think what's, you know, it's sacred that they call you coach, and you can learn a lot more from your players than they can probably learn from you.
This is a fascinating conversation. Brandon Staley, my guest. I don't want to get greedy with it, but one last thing. When you talk about Aaron Donald, and Brandon, whenever this comes up, I always ask this question. I'm forever in pursuit of the answer to this question, but the way you lay that out, and it's so true, like, everything matters so much to him. Every single practice, every single rep, every little thing this guy does. I mean, that's what separates him in large part from everybody else. That's where he gets his separation. But what makes that guy or anybody like that, when we can all be like that, but none of us are?
I'll tell you what, Jim, he comes from a really, really close family, like a really close family. And I think that his family, I think the answer is there somewhere. I think people need to go to his house in Pittsburgh, and they need to meet his parents, because I think that they just raised him unbelievably. And because when you meet him, he's just got such a great head on his shoulders. He's got such a great look in his eye. And I think people are looking for this magic solution, but they probably just need to go to Pittsburgh and meet his folks, because I know how much his family means to him.
He is the new head coach of the LA Chargers. He was introduced as head coach yesterday and had a number of stops along the way. But having this conversation, Brandon, my man, it's not hard to see how you got where you got as quickly as you got there. And now it's on. I know it's a great opportunity, and I know you're going to do everything you can to crush it. Really nice to have you on the show. I appreciate you making time, and I hope we can make a habit of doing this. It was great to meet you and talk to you.
Jim, always been a fan of the show way back from your very beginning, okay? As a young kid growing up, always been a fan. So good to finally meet you in person, and like you said, hopefully the first of many.
I appreciate you saying that, too. That means a lot to me, Brandon. Thanks so much. He's the head coach of the LA Chargers, Brandon Staley. Man, there is so much it in that. You wonder how somebody at that age gets where he got as quickly as he did. And then you have a conversation like that, and you understand why. And that's just like the personality side of the thing, the relationship side of the thing, the ability to communicate and connect. And that's not even the football side of the thing. One thing to communicate and connect with a member of the media, but to do so on the same level with super achieving alphas is something else. And he does. Like, guys at every stop of the way are in love with him. And easy to see why. It was a great quote. I didn't get to it for the conversation, but I wanted to mention it. Sean McVay was talking about how, you know, Sean McVay is like the ultimate football junkie. Loves it. McVay said, quote, "When you talk football, I'd like to think that I love football as much as anybody. You're sitting there and you're thinking, this guy might be sicker than I am." End quote. And then when you talk to him directly like that, you see that it's probably true.